You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
So talk about like what you got going on business wise or your brand or what are you pushing?
Okay. What I got going on business wise, I got a clothing brand called Boss Status Worldwide.
Okay.
Where we just push the boundaries and try to change people's mindsets and let them know that it's worldwide. Everybody is a boss, in their own right. And it just takes, a little more work, a little more grind for you to become a boss, for you to think like a boss.
Yeah.
And you got to be around people that's actually pushing their own brands and things of that nature too, to realize that if they can do it, you can do it.
Right.
I also have a podcast called Real Conversations Podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, artists, designers, things of that nature, people that's just trying to push the culture forward with a positive mindset and an inspirational and motivational message to not just the youth, but to all ages.
Yeah.
And, that's really what I'm pushing right now. Like I said, I got the ebook coming, Manifest Your Reality.
Let's go, bro.
Audio book.
Let's go, bro.
Yeah. I got that coming real soon. I'm just trying to see how I'm going to do it, whether Amazon or my own landing page. I'm just really trying to do a little more research, but it should be coming, whether the end of the year or the top of the year, for sure.
Yeah, man. Hey, keep on your grind, bro. You're doing amazing things. Podcast, book, merch, just inspiring people to change their mindset to be that boss, right? So how can we connect with you on social media?
Oh, my socials?
Yeah.
You can find me on Facebook, Jay Smooth. You can find me on Instagram, GodWilling_BossStatus. You can also find Boss Status Worldwide on Facebook and Instagram. We also got a YouTube page, and you can find the podcast on Facebook, Real Conversations Podcast. You can find it on Instagram, Official Real Pod, Official Real Pod Convos IG, I believe. And you can find us on YouTube as well and all audio platforms from Apple, Spotify, and things of that nature.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. We know you're on the grind, but we appreciate you for being on the Solemn Attention Podcast, bro. And we're going to make sure to continue to support you.
Appreciate you, man. I hope you can join my podcast one day, man.
Hey, let me know, bro.
All right, I'll hit you in your email.
All right, bro.
All right, love.
Excited for this guest, Mr. Smooth. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing? I'm doing good. I'm out here trying to make a dollar, man.
Hey,
man,
we got to.
I'm still on my grind, all type of hustles.
Hey, we got to, bro. We can't sleep, man. We can't sleep. I appreciate you for coming on the show, spending some time with us to talk about some of the projects that you got going on. And so we'll always like to try to get our show started off by, I guess, talking about this story, right? So what's your story? What fuels you to get up every day and be committed to the work that you're committed to?
What fuels me is my family, my wife, my 6-month-year-old daughter, my mother, my baby brother, my family, my father, and just the environment I come from. A lot of people don't make it out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have this mindset that I have, which I had to grow into throughout the years, and just trying to be an overall example of a complete positive, image. I wouldn't say role model, because I'm not perfect, but to the young black male in America, I just want to let them know that it is possible. Doing the right thing, being righteous, it is possible.
Yeah, so you talk about mindset, bro. Can you talk about that a little bit more? Like, what is your mindset? What mindset do you try to adopt on a daily basis?
mindset. To me, it's like not letting your environment, not letting people around you deter your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, and staying positive and keeping it pushing no matter what. No matter what trials and tribulations you go through in your life, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And no matter how hard it is at the moment, that's just momentarily. You have to think of the bigger picture, and you have to keep striving.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, you know, thinking about the bigger picture, you talked about your environment. Like, has that helped you kind of break the mindset of your environment by, like, thinking about the bigger picture, thinking about something beyond your present circumstance?
I would say my environment, it made me want more. It made me realize that it has to be more to the world, and it has to be more to life. And leaving my environment at a young age and seeing a broader horizons, meeting people from different cultures and different backgrounds, that really motivated me to want more and, you know, to do more just in general. Just, I feel like people need to leave their home environment sometimes to actually see what's out here in the world, because a lot of decisions and a lot of things we do are based on a 10 to 15, 20, 30 mile radius. And sometimes that's all we know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I would just say broaden your horizons and open your mind a little more, and you can become anything you want to be.
Man, that's real, bro. You know, that's real. But what you dropped a whole bar in terms of open up your mind and you can become whoever you want to be. Because I think that mindset and mind traps is one of the things that hold us back. Belief about ourselves, belief about our environment, and belief about our limitations, not knowing that you can literally, not knowing and understand that if it's in your mind, you have the capability of doing it. That's why it's in your mind.